The U.S. economy has been contracting for more than a year, and last quarter was no exception. An initial estimate of the April through June period showed negative growth at a 1% annual rate, which was an improvement over previous quarters that had seen drops as high as 5.4%. Now, in its final calculation, the U.S. Commerce Department has revised the second quarter figure to a more modest 0.7% annualized dip in gross domestic product, or GDP. Economists welcome the news, saying it bolsters projections that a recovery might already have begun. David Weiss is chief economist at the credit rating agency Standard & Poor's.
GDP numbers were a little bit better than expected. Most of us in the consensus thought it'd be a slight downward revision instead of a slight upward revision. We're expecting a pretty strong positive number for the third quarter, not just in the U.S., but around the world.
The upbeat sentiment was tempered, however, by a drop in a regional U.S. economic indicator. The Chicago Purchasing Managers Index fell unexpectedly, a sign of continued woes in U.S. manufacturing. Overall, many economists expect an eventual economic recovery to be slow, with U.S. unemployment remaining high for months to come. The jobless rate stands at 9.7% and could edge higher, even if the overall economy returns to positive growth. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.